This is NRL Boom Rookies.
Hello everyone and welcome to the episode of Boom Rookies presented by ESPN. I am Matt Bungard and something special for our first episode of 2024. Nick Campton is not here, but I've managed to fill his boots with not one, but two WWE superstars. First of all, Grayson Waller, welcome.
I'm a bit gutted. I was hoping it was going to be Campo. So I guess this is the lesser of two evils.
I was wondering how long it would take you to insult me, and the answer was 5 seconds.
I didn't even notice this till right now. You're wearing a Baltimore Orioles hat.
Yes. I saw that you're from Maryland, LA Knight. So
are you trying to get points right now?
Absolutely not. You can ask him. I've been
He's
a Baltimore
a
fan for
Ravens
15
fan
years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the proclivity for Baltimore?
First Madden I bought, Ray Lewis was on the cover.
Fair enough.
And then got Fair hooked enough. Ever since. So yeah.
Whoa, what's going on here? I don't like this friendship that just suddenly just formed
questions.
Out of nowhere.
Just asking questions.
I can see some electricity in the room and I
Familiar
don't like it.
Ground. You jealous?
He's a bit jealous.
No, of course not. Never.
It does seem like you're a bit jealous.
Slightly, right?
Yeah, it's all right. We'll get you
just
back.
Just because the Ravens are doing well and the Eagles are out now, I think that's
true.
The issue.
Yeah, a tough day for you because obviously you've had a bunch of media stuff here and you weren't even able to watch. Although I guess in hindsight, it's probably better that you couldn't watch your Eagles play
today. It's for the best because I probably would have thrown my phone at the wall.
Yeah, that's very true.
Oh, they got smashed. It wasn't even close.
Boy,
yeah,
that's beyond the loss.
Not great.
Got trounced.
All right, so boys, you've been on a whirlwind tour for Australia the last couple of days promoting Elimination Chamber coming up in Perth, but this
Did
morning.
Tell everybody who I am. I feel like he got an intro and I didn't. Hi, everybody. If you don't know, you should. My name's LA Knight and I'm here. What's the name of the show?
Boom Rookies.
Yeah. Boom Rookies?
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah.
With an M.
Yeah.
My. Boom Rookies. Yeah. Anyway, what are we talking about?
You can use that as a. That could be the new
right intro for the podcast. Well, I was going to introduce you, and then you complimented my hat and we got sidetracked.
I know, yeah.
You were flirting. Be honest.
Yeah,
you started flirting with each other, and then everything
just caught
just
in
went
the middle
off the
here.
Rails.
Yeah, it did. It's
Don't.
Will you calm down?
Yeah.
Sorry.
He just doesn't like it when he's not the center of attention.
Oh, I mean,
yeah,
look at that shirt.
Yeah, so this morning you guys headed out to Penrith, gave a championship belt to the Penrith Panthers. Matt.
He enjoyed that a lot.
So. Obviously, for new listeners of the show, Matt is a diehard Sydney Roosters fan. Doesn't hate, I wouldn't say the Panthers are that high up on your hated teams, but obviously you're not a fan. What would you have done this morning if it had to have been hypothetically like the Bulldogs or the Rabbitohs?
I'm not there.
You just
and I'm definitely
don't
not. Can
you
I say
Rabbitohs?
Yeah.
That's his favourite team, the Rabbitohs.
Are they actually called Rabbitohs?
Yeah, so that's the team that Russell Crowe owns. That's the team that I go for. So they got
is
their
like
name.
A rabbit, and you guys are just adding an O.
So what happened was they're named after these dudes that used to. So Redfern's
I'm
the
clearly not Australian.
No, so they're named after these dudes that used to sell rabbits in the streets in like the 1900s in the Redfern, which is the suburb they're from, and they'd yell Rabbit-O when people walk past to try and get them to come buy rabbits off. And that's where it came from. One of the most unique nicknames in the world of sports. So the mascot
it was just one of these slang terms.
Yeah, so it's weird, right? Because the mascot is a rabbit, but they're named after dudes who killed and sold rabbits.
Fair
so,
okay.
Yeah, it doesn't make a great
so
deal of sense.
Mascot, the mascot's a rabbit. It's not the guy.
No,
with
it's
a
not
rabbit.
A. Imagine if
that
it was
would
a
be
guy.
So much better. Just a guy with a dead rabbit.
It should just be a guy in a butcher's uniform with fake blood all over him. That'd scare some people. But so that's
rabbit skin cap. What are we doing?
Yeah, so that's Matt's least favorite team. So can we call you a fan of the Rabbitohs now? If it will make Grayson Waller upset.
I mean, just by proxy, sure. Why not?
Absolutely.
Can I say, because LA put me on it today. We had to get some photos. It's media.
Yeah.
I'm a professional.
Of course, you are.
I'm a company guy.
Yeah.
They give me a nice jersey with my name on it. I put it behind me, okay? Then we're about to take the photo. Old mate here starts going, oh, don't you want to get your jersey out for the photo?
Show off your gift.
All of a sudden, they're like, oh, actually, yeah, you should. Now I'm forced to actually hold it up in front of everyone.
That is great.
I'm worried Nick Politis is going to give me a call and like tell me
you'll be persona non grata
You got to be you got to show some gratitude.
You
for
didn't
your gifts.
All of a sudden. I think it was just against me. You know, make my life difficult. But you know, the whole time I was thinking about the 2003 Grand Final. I'm thinking of Sattler and that tackle, and it was tough.
Too, actually.
Yeah, one of your favorite Grand Finals, I'm sure.
One of the best.
So, do you have any rugby or rugby league knowledge at
Not
all?
Announced.
Not announced.
No.
Has he tried to convince you to come to Las Vegas with us next year for the NRL?
No.
Would you like to come?
Interesting proposition.
I don't want him there. I don't want to hang out with LA Knight. He can.
It's an interesting proposition. I don't know. It's not as long as the cricket games, is it?
No.
All right.
Oh, LA's not happy with cricket.
Five day long.
He's a big Sydney Sixers fan though now.
Yeah, so if he tried to introduce you to like the 2020 cricket, which only goes for like 3 hours, that might have been more palatable. But he tried to get you in on Test cricket, which is a 5 day affair.
Well, I'm just confused as how there's a 3 hour version, a 5 day version. That's a vast canyon.
Okay,
difference.
Say it like this. So it's like if it was like baseball, it'd be like having the game, but it's only three innings long.
Right. But why would they do that? Why
because it's like quicker, shorter.
Yeah.
Well, why do you? It's a five-day game. You just have to do it. It's what we do.
It's true. That is how it works. But yeah. So not a big cricket fan. But could become a rugby league fan.
I'm trying. I think that's probably an easier sell.
I think so. So just on with you two. So you both kind of took the sort of the long road to get to where you are. And not similar roads, but the long road. So how much is like the journey to where you've got now? Like how much has the journey made you appreciate the destination more?
Well, I don't think I can speak on it as much as LA can, but you know, I think my journey is more coming from Australia and trying to get noticed in America, which for any type of athlete or personality in Australia, that's kind of the market you're trying to get into. That's where the money is. That's where the eyes are. So for me, my whole journey was trying to get noticed, trying to get people to pay attention. I had to go on reality TV and starve for 30 days for anyone to really pay attention to my wrestling type of thing. So I got very lucky, but it wasn't necessarily years-wise. It was more like the struggle of even getting people to pay attention in any way.
Sure, I guess you could say the same for me. And that's about all we got to say, right? no, it's it's kind of the same name of the game as far as like, you know, getting people to take notice and things like that. It's a strange, wacky business. You do get noticed for doing more outside things. If you get on a reality show or you happen to do something else, it gives you notice or notoriety. I never really gained that anywhere, as most people don't. You kind of go through the old school way. And for me, it was just kind of like, I know I've got something to offer here. I know I've got something different. And I've got something that can resonate and work as toot, I've shown over the past year.
Absolutely.
And so for that, it was just a matter of just getting that door open, whether somebody was going to open it for me or if I could just kind of shove my toe in the thing or whatever. You talk about appreciating the journey, and yeah, I appreciate the hell out of the journey because when I look back at it now, I'm like, God damn, man, you did not stop. You did not quit. You did not know how. And in a lot of ways, I enjoyed the struggle in some strange way.
Of course. Yeah, I think that, we've talked about this before. Like, you can't really have success without struggle, or there's almost a part of your brain where it doesn't feel like you've earned it if it comes too easily.
I think some people do. They get that, and I don't think they know how to appreciate it, how to really cultivate anything out of it.
Yeah, I think you see with athletes, you see maybe some people in NXT who come in and straight away get something, and then all of a sudden when they're not getting it at all, you see their mood change, you see their demeanor change, you see the work change. All of a sudden they're not putting in the same level of work. You know, they're not appreciative of it. So in some ways, I think it's a blessing sometimes to get through the struggle and get it first.
Look at how much he's on the same wavelength with me right now.
I don't like that we're becoming friends.
Yeah.
Hey, we both had the same struggle. We both came from the Dural Country Club.
To
get where we are.
That's true.
It's odd. I don't remember seeing you.
Yeah, you didn't introduce yourself to me. You were too much of a big deal. You had your own personal locker room. Right. You
know? So, LA, I once watched Matt, the first time I ever watched Matt wrestle, like Grayson, sorry, he was Matty Warburg back then, was at the Walleye Creek Rowing Club. And the roof was so low that there was this tag team of high flyers. They got up on the turnbuckle to do their finisher, but then they realized if they were going to jump, they were going to hit the roof. So they got down under the second rope and had to do it from there. Where's the funniest or like strangest place you've ever had to perform in your many years?
Well, there was one time in a sex dungeon where I
I was ready for that story. I was in. I was locked in.
I was fortunate enough to start in a place that was very, very professional. They had a WWE contract for development probably a year before I got there. So I mean, I started training in WWE rings, WCW rings, all that kind of stuff. So I was very fortunate in that regard, but there was a wrestling school in my hometown where I'm from in Maryland, and I went to go visit that because I was getting impatient. I wasn't going to be able to move to Ohio where I started until months later, and I was like, well, maybe I could just go in and get my feet wet. I went and gave that place a visit. Good Lord, was that culture shock. All I knew was WWF and WCW before then, so I just knew big guys and music and glitz and glamour and microphones, all that stuff. I watched these guys in just that were just generally shapes, not in shape, just in weird random outfits. There's no music, there's no fanfare. They come out there, the ring was carpeted, so there was no canvas, and the ceiling was so low. You're talking about how low that ceiling was. This ceiling was so low that if you picked a guy up for a body slam, his feet would hit the ceiling, and the ring was pushed up against two walls. I said, there is no way that I'm starting here or I'm doing this. So I held out for the next few months until I could move out to Ohio, and that's where I started. But that's probably the goofiest place that I've seen. But thankfully, I was fortunate enough to not end up in any of those places.
I think what would be the worst move to do or take on a carpeted ring?
Or any type of drag, like if someone's, like if someone, even just someone pulling you, the carpet,
giving a baseball slide would be absolutely awful. Yeah. Rug burn, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that the canvas is that forgiving either.
No. But I think, carpet's certainly a level above. We've talked a lot about the footy and about you guys.
Footy, mate.
The big reason you guys are here is, of course, Elimination Chamber coming up in Perth. Grayson,
yeah,
you got
so
on.
Why are you distracting us with all this other stuff?
Sorry, I thought you'd. Oh, sorry.
It's going to be in Perth here in a month. Hold on, I'm busy with this. Tickets are still available. Ticketmaster. Yeah, go get you some and come on out and see the biggest show of the year.
Should I just ask you the same questions that everyone else has asked you?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yes, they're not friends anymore. They're fighting.
I'd love to answer the same questions 50 times.
So, Grayson, you got on TV a few months ago and basically talked about your desire for them to bring a show to Australia. How much individual credit are you taking for that announcement?
Let me say this. I'm in London, and I in front of that crowd...
No, you're actually in Sydney right now.
...and John Cena, I say I want WrestleMania in Australia. Now, we didn't get WrestleMania, but if I look at it, we got one premium live event in Australia. How many premium live events have been announced in England? Zero, which means one Grayson, zero John Cena. I think it's all because of me.
Just beating England again, it's what we do.
Literally every single time in anything we do, we beat England, exactly. Which is a great thing.
It's pretty great. Do you hate Canada as much as we hate England?
Do I hate Canada? No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
The flights,
I hate it personally? I don't know. Maybe some people
The
do.
Flights there suck. Vancouver is terrible. It was freezing.
They do. I hate Toronto Airport. I'll give you that.
So what are you most looking forward to about coming to Perth and doing this show in this massive stadium?
I thought you just meant in general. I'm looking forward to sleep. what am I looking forward to the most for coming to Perth and Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, Manny, I mean, you're talking about, this is the first PLE here, first real WWE event here since 2018.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a rabid audience, a big fan base, because when you go to these places that we don't normally get a chance to go to, man, the most passionate fans come out. They're going crazy. They're booing. They're cheering. They're doing whatever they're feeling. They're chanting, all that kind of stuff. Mm. So you get in that atmosphere, and it's going to be a special night for sure.
Yeah, and you mentioned the fans there. Like Matt, Grayson and I talk about this all the time.
Ooh.
And how sort of... There's sort of an element of seriousness to American sports fans when they're at games that we don't really have here. We're a lot more sort of jokey with one another. We're a lot more relaxed.
When I was talking to Earl earlier, he actually told... I'm sorry, Grayson. He actually
told
me...
That's my middle name. That's my middle name. That's my great-grandfather. And I'd like you to respect him, please.
Grayson Earl
Please respect Earl.
He was a great man. Yes, he didn't have a job. He was homeless, but he was still a great man.
But yeah, he was...
He actually sold rabbits on the side of the road.
Rabbit-o!
So... The heckling is a little bit different. Australian fans are a little bit more jokey.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to get much of that because everyone loves you so much. But
you never know. Down here, the toilet could flush the other way for all we know. You never know.
We do have some exclusive footage from when you threw out the first pitch at a game at Met Stadium earlier last year.
Yeah.
Just play that for me and we'll just get your thoughts on it.
Who's this loser? Where's Grayson Waller?
We want Grayson Waller!
We want Grayson
Waller! We want him now!
Who are these J-Bros?
Look at this big jerk. Oh, nice toss! You dickhead!
That's fantastic.
That's the best video I've ever seen.
That's actually phenomenal. And it was a hell of a nice toss, you dickhead. Yeah.
Did you throw a strike?
Right on in there. Yeah,
good,
I did.
Good, good.
I mean, it might have been a little high, but
sorry, we'll give it to
look,
you.
My main thing was don't throw it in the damn dirt, because I was like, okay, well, we'll get in there. They'll give me a chance to warm up, right?
Yeah.
No warm up, no nothing. It was just, go ahead and throw the pitch. So, you know, you're throwing it from all the way up on the mound, and I'm like, all right, well, let me just get this thing in there and not go in the dirt. I just don't want to Baba Booey it. I don't want to 50 cent it.
No, you can't 50 cent it. It's amazing. That guy made so many great songs, but the first thing I think of is that horrible pitch.
I think that a lot of people do too.
That's crazy. You can't do it. So you obviously laughed at that, and I knew you would. I knew you'd handle it. Who do you think...
I can appreciate the candor.
Who do you think is going to be rattled the most? Who do you think has the potential to get rattled the most by the Australian crowds if they're copping heckling like that?
No way. No, you're kidding yourself here. I think someone like Logan Paul would struggle. Ooh. As much as he loves the people booing...
He's never been called a Gronk before.
Australians can be very specific.
You guys were good friends.
We are, but that's why we're such good friends that I'm honest about him.
He's going to prepare him for it.
That's a good friend.
Yeah.
You are a good friend.
I just think, you know, Australians are very, especially if you think of the cricket and stuff, when we heckle, like, we really go in on something that's going to hurt your feelings. Like,
it's true.
Australians do their research with their heckling. It's not just like, oh, you suck. Like, it's something about your family life. It could be anything.
Mm. Yeah, so Logan Paul, look out. Australian crowds coming for you.
I'll try and tell them to calm down.
You can help him acclimatize.
Come on, guys.
You can teach him all the words.
Yeah, I'll just call him a dickhead every time I see him and see how he reacts.
It'll help. It's
I think that'll
love.
Go down
it's
well.
It's tough love. Speaking of tough love, you've got a great story that you told me the last time I saw you.
Does this have to do with the sex dungeon again?
No, not that one.
So you obviously work really hard, and every time I talk to you, you're training your ass off in the gym and all that stuff. But you had an incident a couple of weeks ago.
I don't want to tell the story, but I will. For you, because you're
Thank
a good
you.
Mate, Bungard. I hate saying that. So the story is basically I'd been on a pretty long tour. I was doing some NIL stuff, going to different colleges. I think I was away for about 12 days, and I finally got to SmackDown. This was my last day. And for anyone who hasn't seen it, catering at WWE is pretty nice. There's lots of nice food. We're obviously athletes. They got grilled chicken and everything, but they had a chocolate cake this day. And it looked like a Woolworths chocolate cake.
Okay. Oh,
like it looked delicious. And I was like, you know what? My reward for this 12 days is I'm going to have this chocolate cake. So I had my match and I came back to the catering and no one was really around. So I'm like, awesome, I can sneak this cake and no one will judge me. So I put the knife into the cake and in walks Bobby Lashley. Now, for anyone who doesn't know Bobby Lashley, type him in. This man is a physical specimen, a huge human being, just jacked to the gills. And me and Bobby hadn't really spoken much and he walked in and just looked at the cake for a good like 15 seconds, like a real awkward amount of time. And then, this breaks my heart. I don't like bringing it up. Then he looked up at me and just said, "You really going to have that?" And as I kind of went, I had a tour, and he just walked away.
What'd you do?
I threw the cake in the bin. And I haven't gone near the dessert at catering since. Because what am I supposed to do in front of Bobby Lashley?
Of all people,
how do you know it wasn't a proud ask? Maybe he was like, you know what? Good for him.
Yeah. I don't know but when I looked in his eyes, it looked like judgment. It looked like full judgment.
Maybe he was judging himself. Like, man, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, I wish I thought like that, but my brain told me immediately that he was making fun of my physique. So I did have to finish cutting the cake because I'd already gone in.
That's
but it went in the bin, unfortunately. I'll never know what it tastes like.
You didn't
like.
Go back and fish it out
see
of the
what
bin
I mean?
Later.
Now, the audience at home cannot see what I'm talking about. There's a place called Petto on the screen.
Petco. Right?
No, it's Pet-O, isn't it?
Petto. Petto?
P-E-T-O.
It's I don't know.
I swear it's...
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Look at it. Now, see, that's why I thought when you said rabbit-o, it was going to be something like that.
Oh.
Pedo. I've never heard of it.
Now it's not showing you. And pedo sounds off.
This is a free advertisement for pedo.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up.
Congratulations, guys. You made it.
Yeah, because Petco
is pedo.
You're
pedo
right.
Pals. Okay.
Pet-o. Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's not great. Yeah, just there's Petco in America, right? Just change
that,
it to
that
Petco.
Name rolls off the tongue a little bit better.
Yeah, just a tad. We've got a couple of listener questions as well, if that's okay, from some of our loyal Patreons. Dean has asked a question for you, LA. He said, obviously, in the last couple of years, there's been a bunch of like clips have popped up of you being on like random TV shows or commercials and stuff. What's your favorite or most memorable spot of those you've done?
Ooh, maybe one of my first ones, doing the Audi commercial. That was like the first opportunity to really get like a real payday, going in and doing this silly... dancing in the aisles and having a speaking role and oh my gosh, hey, I'm gonna be on TV and it's commercial nationwide. It's crazy. So probably that one, but I mean, I don't know. Then again, you're getting to hang out with Terry Crews for a little bit.
I was gonna
bit,
say the Brooklyn Nine-Nine one has to be up there, right?
Yeah, I mean that was pretty cool. Honestly, when I did the lizards thing on Animal Planet, that was kind of cool, except it was scary as hell because one of the lizards, they had a bunch of them on set just to kind of switch them out every now and then. And I had to hold one of them and just pet it. And one of them was nice and calm. Then they put one of them. I noticed when the guy grabbed it, he had a special glove on. I was like, why do you need the glove to get this one? And you're just going to put it up on my lap? And he went to put it on my lap. And the second he put it down, it started coming right up at me. And he had to grab it off. He's like, okay, no, not that one. So, there have been some experiences.
Yeah, Grace was actually in a Pet-O commercial earlier.
The Pet-O commercial. Okay.
Yeah, they didn't pay very well.
Maybe that's why you can't go within 50 yards of a school.
Oh, don't do that again to me. That's the second time. That's the second time. And I tell you what, there won't be a fifth time.
Shunter has asked for both of you.
Who? Oh, Shunter. Bloody Shunter, mate.
Big Penrith fan. He would have loved the footage this morning. It's, he's asked, have either of you ever tried to move once or twice and then thought, nope, not doing this again?
Constantly.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's your most memorable, like, one that didn't work?
One of the worst ones, always try and do something innovative or cool. I remember once I saw this guy did like a 360 elbow drop, and it looked so cool, and I was like, I can definitely do that. And I went into the ring of the PC and landed on my head and was like, never mind, never again. Because that's sometimes with these moves. Some of them look so easy to do, and then you try and do them, and it's a little bit more difficult.
Are you staying upright and going 360, or are you going over?
It's like a barrel roll almost.
That's a nice way to pop a shoulder for sure, yeah. I bet. I don't know, probably. I've been doing this so damn long.
A chop.
Maybe. But, yeah, I mean, at the same time, I keep my stuff kind of, you know, as simple and effective as I can. But yeah, I'm sure there's probably things that I've junked along the way.
And Jeremy's asked, I'm curious about their character work. Wrestlers tend to call each other by their kayfabe names. Their online presence seems to always be in character. Is it a conscious choice to slip in and out, or do they turn it on and off? How difficult is it to pivot when your character's motivations change? And is it tiring always being on?
What the hell kind of literary novel-ass question is this?
this guy definitely lives on Twitter with that type of question.
Yeah, for real. Look, congratulations to you being a top pet patron, Patreon, yep. something, whatever you are. But I don't know what you're talking about. for me, I like to keep everything pretty close to the... how would you say it? Close to the hip?
Blur the lines of...
But I mean, that's the whole thing. L.A. Knight is
a douchebag
what you
in
see,
real life.
We're not talking about Grayson Waller right now.
Well, we know that. I mean,
so look, L.A. Knight is basically an extension of me as much as it can be. And so...
Yeah,
that way there's not really much to blur.
Yeah, and I don't think I never use the word character.
Dude, I tell people all the time, you're yourself.
But I think the best superstars, the biggest names, are themselves. They always say it's an extension of yourself, turn up to 10 and all those type of things. But it's true. Like,
yeah.
A lot of the biggest names are just themselves, because then you're not acting. Now you're not playing a character. You're just being yourself. You don't have to, I have to get in character. Be a method actor or whatever. You just go out and you're just yourself, and I think the crowds respond to that a lot more too.
Well, I've always said, for the most part, when I'm out when I'm in the arena, it's pretty much, if you took the party version of me and the argumentative version of me and put them together, that's basically what I am. But how would you not be when you're in an arena with tens of thousands of people and I'm in a hostile situation? So in that scenario, it would almost it's like a giant party, but I'm also having, you know, this whole encounter. So yeah, I mean, it's me as much as it can be.
All right, I think we're out of time, but Grayson, what can people expect from you in Perth?
I'm going to go viral. That's all I'll say. You know, we don't know the matches and things like that, but I'm going to do whatever.
He's not asking what you're going to do in your personal life.
No. I'm not going to root. You know, you learned that word today. You were very proud of that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make sure people remember Grayson Waller after that show.
And are you just...
You're asking me the same question?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's going to spread his virus around, and I'm basically going to just, you know, look.
Give him a wide berth.
Huh?
Just stay away from it.
Yeah, of course. But look, this is already a little too close. But look, you're talking about, again, a big show, Elimination Chamber. It's the road to WrestleMania. It's the prelude to WrestleMania. And so it's going to be a big one. I'm looking to come in. We got Royal Rumble right around the corner. It's me. It's Roman Reigns. It's AJ Styles. It's Randy Orton. And there's one man who can come out WWE champion. And I think you're looking at him. And what that means is then I can roll into Perth. WWE champion Elimination Chamber. Yeah, there could be no other way.
I think a lot of people would enjoy that. All right, boys, thank you so much for coming on. Say goodbye, Grayson.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, LA.
Goodbye, LA.
And it's goodbye from me.